Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. Can you tell I'm a little sleepy? And with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey. No, you just sound a little seductive.
Oh.
Yeah, not sleepy.
All right, Sarah. Well, what's our contact info before we get into it?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So I feel like I need to talk about how committed I am to this podcast.
Wow. Okay.
So I spent...
This is either like a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
I spent 10 whole dollars.
What?
For a whole month.
Of?
A thing I discovered on TikTok called Tinder Passport.
Okay. Interesting.
And it's kind of what you think it would be.
I think it'd be a dating site for people. Who like to travel?
Kind of. Not quite. It opens it up. So you have your regular Tinder, right?
Yes.
Which I've done, and it's like, it's just a bunch of people wanting to hook up, which was fine in my mid-20s. However, I'm not at that point anymore, but a gal on TikTok put out saying that there is a thing called Tinder Passport where you can connect with people all over the world.
Okay.
And so you can pick, like, hey, England or Ireland or Australia, which are the ones I picked.
Why would anyone want to do that, though?
Well, she was like, well, she was explaining that she lived in North Carolina.
Okay.
And she had very different world views and interests than most other people in North Carolina. So it was really hard to find somebody she really vibed with.
All right.
And so she's like, I want to be able to open it up and, you know, just be able to talk to somebody. And there's like a lot of stories of people who meet somebody and they fall in love and they live far away, whether it's a couple states away or, you know, a whole other side of the world away.
Can't you put any type of like miles on Tinder, though? Like, I want them 20 miles away or I want them 8,000 miles away.
I don't know what the max is normal. I don't know how many miles, because I know you can do like at least 100, but I don't know if you can go like 1,000.
So you don't know if you can date outside of your state.
Yeah, or even outside your country, unless you pay for the Tinder passport.
I guess that makes sense. If they have a Tinder passport, you probably can't date outside of your country on the regular Tinder.
Right. So I decided, I'm like, let me check it out. Let me see. This girl was like typing it up. I'm like, I am curious. What am I going
to
find?
So is this for more just to talk to random people outside of the state? Or are you actually looking for a date? Because usually you don't even like to date someone like who lives 30 minutes away
right.
from you. That's too much.
But they have an Irish accent then.
Yeah, but it's just like texting, really, right?
Don't you? Well, you can do video chatting
on the app.
They have a video option on the app now, too.
Well, yeah, but normally Tinder is just like sliding in the DMs, like text-wise.
Right. That's typically it. So that's why I'm like, I'm curious, because this girl is hyping it up. And I'm like, I'm curious to see what I'm going to find.
So this girl found success on it.
Yeah. Like, she was talking to a guy in Australia and she was really digging him and like she was all excited. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like,
wow.
Because they always say like, what, like when people say, I found my soulmate. I'm like, your soulmate lived 20 minutes away? Like, isn't that kind of convenient? Like, that doesn't seem...
I think he's my... Well, I don't know, soulmate or not soulmate, but I don't know if I believe in that or not, but I met my man and he was working in the same restaurant as me. You know what I mean? And
right.
Like, I think he is... So he was right there. So, I mean, coincidence or not, I don't know. But to me, this would just be like a huge tease for me. Like, I do not want to fall in love or have a long-distance relationship like in the same country. And let alone if you were in a different country, like, that is a whole other can of worms, especially in the state we're in right now, because my friend is engaged to a guy who lives in Australia and it has been wild.
Damn.
Yeah. 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 He was here and they just tied the knot. It was a long, long S show because obviously COVID, they had to cancel their blah, blah, blah. And then he had to fly back because I don't know the whole his visa or whatever.
Right.
And then, of course, he can because he's an Australian resident and he had to quarantine. They are strict there. Hotel, 2 weeks.
Oh,
you can't even leave your room.
Oh, I've seen video footage of people like documenting their 2 week experience of just being in their hotel room.
Yeah. Doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and so, I mean, it's crazy. And they've known each other for years and they finally were like, okay, either we have to call it quits or make this work somehow.
Right.
And COVID hit. And so now it's just a waiting game for her because she can't go into the country. So for me, if I fell in love with someone in a different country, That would be insane.
It would be. But I'm like thinking, I started like, she hyped me up and I'm like thinking of all of the stupid Hallmark movies where like they meet, like she goes on vacation, she meets this guy in Europe and they're a little like, haha, we kind of annoy each other and then they fall in love and then they move, one of them moves with the other one, but I want this one to move over here.
So you're hoping you fall in love on Tinder. You guys are kind of annoying in the beginning when you're texting, but then...
It's like sassy, give me some sass so I know that you're, you know, for reals.
And then I was going to say, would you move to a different country?
See, I want to. Like, I think it would be so cool to live in, you know, England or Ireland or somewhere else for a while. But I'm also very family oriented. So it's like, I got to find somebody who doesn't have any family or doesn't care about his family, who checks off all my boxes and has an Irish accent or a British accent.
Jesus.
It was more or less because I'm curious to see what people look like on Tinder.
They're probably fine. I mean, some of them are probably fine. Some of them are probably hella ugly. Like, you've been to Europe. You were very unimpressed with the men, weren't you?
Well, I was also, I had a boyfriend when I went to Europe.
Ugh, rookie mistake.
I know. Freaking a-hole. He's hey, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm like, I'm about to leave for Europe.
But I remember even me asking you, was there anyone that you were, like, dying over or wish you could or anything? And you said no.
My mistake was, I went to... So when I went to Europe, we kind of planned, like, we didn't really want to have a plan. Like, we had the idea of, like, we're going to go to these countries, and depending how we feel, we might stay in one country longer than the other.
Yeah.
We were going to get the hostels, like, the day of or the day before, just see what the best price is, what we find, which is cool and all if you're just kind of doing, like, a backpacking thing. But if I were to go again, I would do a little more research where I'm going, because the thing with hostels in Europe is that a lot of young people, and by young people, mind you, I was 24 when I went.
Okay, so you were pretty young.
Yeah, but like 17 and 18 year olds. They'll travel.
Oh, right, because the drinking age is younger there, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm.
So they'll travel. And like, think about it. All the countries are a lot closer than, like, for example, a lot of the states here. Maybe East Coast is a little different. But to get to a different state, it's, you know, an hour flight or 5 hours driving, depending on where you're at. But for them, like an hour or two, they're in another country. And then another 3 hours, they're in another country.
Oh.
So, you know, to go and travel and jump around and go experience and do different things is very easy for them. And it's a lot safer, in theory, from what I understand. So a lot of them are like, yeah, we're just going to go with a group of friends. We're going to go to hostels. We're going to go party, drink, and go, you know, just kind of hop around and enjoy ourselves. That's just like a typical thing.
So you felt like the old lady is what you're saying.
So I felt like the old lady, and I was 24. So that's why none really caught my eye. And I kind of wish I would have done a little bit more research.
Yeah.
Because I want to go find like the bars with people that are going to look like me.
Yeah, that are more my age.
And that, you know, have my style and taste of music in a sense. Like, yeah. Like more of the rocker scene, if you will. I want to go to the dive bars instead of like the fancy places.
Yes, that makes sense.
And so it was cute. I kind of was hoping that, because I've seen the show Misfits and I fell in love with these characters and the vibes and stuff. I was hoping I'd see more of those types of people on here, like guys with tattoos. And
did you go to more like touristy places?
I just did all of like Ireland and then I did all of England.
Because I feel like the touristy places would have those kind of people, like, or not the people you're talking about, but the opposite of people.
The fancier,
like,
people.
Yeah, exactly. The fancy people that are just
I don't know which state, like cities to look at. I'm like, Cork? I don't know. I hear that's like, I don't know what's farming and what's rural, what's, you know, more. I don't know where to go. But I thought I'd just take a peek. And there was one guy who was really cute and we were vibing and he's like, yeah, you're kind of far away. I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, nope. Everyone's kind of, because England's on lockdown right now. And I think Ireland might be too. I'm not sure.
So it's the same thing as Tinder, just worldwide. Yes. So you swipe left or right. You could have a few mm-hmm. pictures, a bio, and then you can slide into someone's DMs.
Yes. Once you both swipe on each other, you can talk to each other.
So in England and Ireland, other countries, do they just have regular Tinder and Tinder Passport as well?
I'm guessing.
Like, everyone on this website knows that there are going to be people from all over.
I have no idea.
Because
honestly,
if the guy was shocked that you're far away, isn't that the whole point of Passport Tinder?
Unless he's not getting any other faraway people unless they themselves swipe on them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like, they may not get somebody who's far away as an option unless they already match them.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure how the algorithm works. But I was chatting with a dude. I'm like, oh, this guy seems promising. He's really nice. And the way I think of it, too, like, let's say you're doing regular Tinder right now.
Yeah.
if you're being, you know, a little bit more on the responsible side, you're not really going out and meeting them right off the bat or any kind of dating site. You're talking to them, maybe do a Zoom video call because that's the way the world is now.
Yeah, that's the way people want it to be.
That's just.
I feel like it's been over a year, almost a year, and thirsty is as thirsty does.
Yes.
I feel like people aren't caring as much right. as they should.
Right.
But I have some single friends who
do not care.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I need to talk to you for a little bit longer before I decide to.
But they don't do the Zoom calls. Like, for me, that would be very awkward.
Well, they do the Tinder passport, like, and I'm sure regular Tinder, like, once you start talking to somebody for a minute, it gives you the option, hey, would you be willing to do a video call? And when you both say yes, then that option will be available. So I can't, let's say you match with me.
Yeah.
And I want to just do a video call with you. And you don't really want that, I can't just video call you. You have to say you have to say you're willing to, basically.
Oh, I would hate that.
Right? So they can't just video call you. Which is kind of nice. They give you that option to say no.
Yeah, and then that's really awkward because what if you said yes, the other person said no, and then you're like, why don't you want to video chat me?
Well, then it's like, because I don't like video chatting or whatever. But I feel like some people are into it. A lot of people aren't. But
so are you talking to anyone right now?
I was, and then that guy unmatched me. So I was like, oh.
Oh, okay, awkward.
Cool. And then I
And you can tell when they unmatched you?
Yeah, because like I couldn't find his message in my inbox anymore, and he wasn't in my matches.
It just disappears. Mm-hmm. What was the last thing you said to him?
I don't remember.
It was just like normal conversation?
Yeah, we were having a normal conversation. Like, you know, what are your favorite things we were talking about? He's like, oh, I like this and this, and I do this for a living. I'm like, how'd you get into that? Like, because he had a really cool job. Like, he basically worked construction, but what he was doing specifically, like he was working on like old, like castle-y buildings.
Oh, dope.
And I'm like, that is really cool. And I'm like, I promise, like my goal is that once the pandemic's over, you know, for the most part, like when things are safe, when we're allowed to travel for pleasure, I suppose.
when countries open up to us again.
I would love to. My first stop is England and Ireland. And so I've been keeping, there's this app called Hopper. Have you heard of it?
No.
So basically you say, hey, I want to go to Cancun or wherever, you know?
Yeah.
And you kind of give a sort of range dates like, hey, you know, anywhere between this time and this time. You can be more specific, but you can give it like a range and it'll tell you all the days where it's the cheapest. And then you can save those. You're like, no, I'm not going to buy a flight now. I don't think it's going to be worth it. But they'll give you updates periodically.
Oh, for like hotels and stuff?
For your flights.
Oh, okay.
So it'll pop in like, hey, right now you can get a flight round trip as low as this price, right?
Oh, that's cool.
So like I got one that was like $500 round trip to England.
Girl, don't be doing that right now.
No, exactly.
I mean, like, don't even like pretend because you're just going to get your hopes up. And then like when things do open up, it's going to be like $3,000.
Right, exactly. But like I'm keeping an eye on it. So when I see things starting to kind of pile, like, hey, things are going to be open by this time, I can kind of see if that is an option. If not, oh, well, I'll just save up my money.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. But I'm like, it's kind of cool to see. And also, I'm keeping track because, like, my dad, he's like, well, what if something happens with, like, my parents or something, my grandparents? And it's like, I have to fly out to Mexico. So I'm also keeping track of prices that way.
That's smart.
Which is kind of cool. But
so I'm just like, you want to make friends on this app so then you have friends to visit? Or
I think that'd be cool, like pen pals and stuff. Because I remember I used to do that, like in middle school and high school. Like I forget what website. I had a pen pal.
I remember that. You send them letters.
Like you'd either send them letters or I don't even know how I met her, if it was in a chat room. And I don't remember her name. The only thing I remember, it was this chick in England.
Hello.
And we became like pen pals and we would email each other every day. And I think she was like a couple years older than I was. I think I was like 14 and she was like 16, 17.
And she got too cool for pen pals.
But then like I think, you know, it just kind of died out. But I don't remember her name and like I have access to that Hotmail account. Like I recently got access to it, but none of my emails are saved.
Oh.
So I can't go back and be like, oh yeah, this chick.
Remember me?
This was from, you know, 16, 15 years ago.
Okay, because you have to admit, this is like a little crazy. Like if you said you were really interested in a guy and you really liked him and you can't wait till you can like meet him, and then you said he lived in like Ireland or England, I would think you're effing crazy.
Yeah, I probably would be.
Like you're all specifically on a dating profile. Mm-hmm. You like went through all of the United States. Like it's insane, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's just like a recipe for heartbreak.
Did I leave this on automatic payment so that next month it'll pay for it again? Absolutely not.
So it's just a month thing.
It was just a month thing.
Yeah, but if you find someone you really vibe with, you really like talking to, you're going to pay that $10 again and talk to them.
Well, if I'm really vibing with them, they get my email address or my Facebook.
Or I guess your phone number.
That too.
That's a whole thing too.
I mean, they...
God, no, I don't like this. I'm scared for you.
Oh, I haven't been on it in like since I got it. I got it like 4 days ago and I haven't been on it since.
Plus, I feel like if there are douches in the United States, there are going to be douches in Ireland and England and everywhere else in the world. Hence the guy that...
But are they going to be douches with accents?
Not through text. You won't hear the accent.
I'm just busting balls. I really just wanted to see what the format looked like.
Is it like the same?
Kind of. Like the thing I don't like is that... And I also did this because I was curious. Like, I wanted to talk about it on the podcast and see if anybody's ever done something like this. Because it kind of makes me think of, like, the 40-Day Fiancé, like, meeting somebody overseas and then getting married to them. If they've ever fell in love with a long-distance person and how it went. Like, I was, like, I feel like it's not a crazy story. Like, my old roommate, granted, he met her beforehand, but he started dating somebody who lived in England.
Yeah, like, but he, like, met her,
he
right?
had met
like,
her here previously, yeah. And they were just friends. And then, you know, they were both allowed to hook up. And then they decided, like, when she was already over there, like, you know what? We really like each other. Why don't we just start dating? So they didn't even decide to start dating when she was here.
Yeah, they probably, what is it? The heart grows fonder if you're right. missing someone or something.
So, you know, they are now married. So I'm very fascinated. I bring this all up because I'm curious to hear stories from other people. And I really wanted to see, like, if this is something that anybody else was interested, how would this, like, how this worked? I don't like that you can't just pick multiple countries at once.
How many can you pick at once?
You can only pick like locations because you can even be very specific and say, I want London, England or Dublin, Ireland kind of a thing.
Oh.
So, but I just did all of like England for one.
Yeah.
I
mean, if you're going to go to England, might as well get all of England or.
I also have very low patience for dating apps, I've noticed too. Hence why I haven't been on in a couple days because I'm just like, eh. So I really did it
well,
for...
Well, and for me, that'd be very hard to connect with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to spend energy and time getting to know you, like, to think, okay, we're in the same state, we're in the same city, like, mm-hmm. it's actually, like, a potential. But to think, you're in a different country, and right now, I'm not even allowed to go in your country.
I just got a notification 48 minutes ago. Your London flight is $688 round trip. We predict prices will be better in the future.
Oh, see, I could funny. Not get all that because... I would just daydream like, oh, come on. Can we go? It's like $700.
I daydream all the time. I love to daydream. That's all my brain
but
does.
But then it gets crushed.
No, because I just think of it as a daydream. I don't like get my hopes up. I just think about what could be.
Yeah, but like $700 for a trip to London. Wouldn't you like want to book that now if you could?
Like, yeah, if I had the money and if things were open, definitely I would.
Yeah.
But I'm not like breaking my, you know, my bank or my head over it. Like, oh, why can't I go? I'm like, see, like, I'm just like hopeful. It gets me hopeful.
Oh, well, that's good. So, you're crazy. Like, don't date someone in a different country, Vicky.
No, I just said I haven't been on the frickin' app in 4 days.
Yeah, but you have the app and you paid for the app.
Because I did this for the podcast. I started my sentence saying this is how devoted I am to the podcast. Because I could have spent those $10 on a Candy Crush-like game, but
hell
I didn't.
Hell yeah, you could. So would you ever 90-day fiancé someone? Would you ever, like, do that or be a part of that if you met someone, fell in love with them, and then...
Describe, because I've only kind of heard about the show.
I honestly don't... I have not really watched it, surprisingly, either, because it's super trashy, so you think it'd be up my alley.
Right?
But I think it's... They meet someone or met someone over online, and they get flown here, and for 90 days, they're engaged, and they have to get married, and then they get a visa? I don't really know.
See, because, like, in my head, it always kind of... See, I had a friend who was here, and his visa was up, and he's like, hey, I need somebody to get married to.
Yeah.
And he ended up finding somebody to marry. However, like, because, like, my buddy was going to, but he's like, I can't just because I'm planning on getting married to my wife.
To someone else.
And so it just would be a big mess
and
a headache.
To someone I actually love.
And I'm glad I didn't do it because I probably would have murdered him.
Oh, yeah.
He's very annoying.
Well, so plus marrying someone in general can be a lot, even if you love the person.
So I'm very glad I did not. He, like, I thought it was going to be like that, where, like, hey, I need a visa. I will pay you money. or we come up with like some sort of contract where like, hey, you will pay for me to come live with here. I'll be your wife and I'll basically fulfill those needs you want. Basically like a live-in hooker.
Perfect.
Kind of like, I kind of either thought it was like that, or if it was like a dude coming over here, it's like, hey, I have a lot of money. I will pay you to marry me so I can get my visa paperwork taken care of.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know, because then if they do get married.
Because, I mean, you hear those stories of people like with their Russian brides or.
Yeah, and then it works somehow.
I mean, quote unquote works. Anyways.
Some of them do.
I'm curious to see if you had a long distance relationship, how did it go?
Yeah, especially if it was like in a different country altogether. Because state's one thing. That's already.
Right.
Difficult.
Tough.
But a whole country?
Woo! But moving on. So we got this message from April, Tim's little bit. Says, hello, ladies. Okay, so this is going to be a long ex story. So we recently had the podcast where we talked about stories of exes.
Crazy exes.
Who did things that kind of raise your eyebrows.
Yeah.
So I had my son when I was 16. I got pregnant my first time. My son's father turned 17 the day I had him. Young and dumb, we could not make it work. I tried to be good to my outlaws since they were never really my in-laws.
That's funny.
That is what I would call my son's father's parents, which turned into them saving my son and I from sleeping in someone's garage. With my current boyfriend in tow, we stayed with them for a while, and I got pregnant with my daughter with the current boyfriend and moved out. When my daughter was only a few months old, I was asked by my outlaw if I would please attend the wedding of my son's father. Yes, I did go. Our son was in the wedding, and I was happy to see that the father was growing up and taking responsibility. My outlaw pulled me into the kitchen and proclaimed that you two are not over, LOL. I kindly pointed out that she may want to notice that he is marrying some other girl. So yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
That's awkward. I've had that where
very awkward.
Ex's parents like still like love me and wish that like their son would get their crap together.
I would hate my parents if they did that to one of my exes.
So fast forward 2 years later, my relationship with the outlaws was great, and they even loved me and my daughter, and they saw how bad my current relationship was going. My father outlaw called me and said, you know that Tim and his wife are getting a divorce and you two should get together for a night out we'll watch the kids. LOL. Okay, free night out, broke and in a very bad spot with my current boyfriend. I could use the adult time. One thing led to another that led to another, and we are now married almost 24 years.
What?
On March 26th. We raised our blended family of our son and our two daughters, one mine, one his, and we found out about 4 years ago that he had another son. That's a long story on that one, too. So we now have two sons, two daughters, three grandsons, and one granddaughter. So sometimes ex stories can be good, too.
Oh, man, I did not see that going that way.
Congratulations on the 24 years, though.
Dude, that's impressive. And also, the outlaws were right the whole time.
Damn. Oh, my goodness.
That blows my mind. I guess like some growing up just needed to be done by the dude. I mean, 17, 16, 17 is young to have a child. So.
Oh, yeah.
But wow. That is crazy. I did not see that going that way. I love it.
We did get a voicemail, but I think it wasn't even meant for us.
Why was it say?
I'm not sure when you phone in and do a voicemail, I get the transcription.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to listen to it. I can just read it. And it says, I'm not sure if this is the men's room or not.
Oh, wow.
This is not.
It's not the men's room. But if it was.
It says, and I text, but not sure you got that either. Just wondering about the story about when we were kids, 10 to 13 years old, and in the neighborhood, one of the boys had a broken leg, and he was in the cast, and he was wobbling off on his crutches and had fireworks stuck in there as an easy way of going out there and lighting the fireworks. He lit the fireworks and jumped into his cast, sent off all of our works. All his kids, 7 years old, started screaming. His dad ran out of the house, grabbed him as the fireworks shooting out of his... Oh, gosh.
Out of his cast?
I guess. Or I think he said cast, but the transcription said ass. So I don't know.
Oh, either way, that's horrible and painful.
Yeah, but that was not a story for us.
I liked it anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. My mind is still blown with the ex story. That's so cool. That's so cool. I love that.
I know. There are times, like, shortly after my ex and I broke up where they're like, no, he needs to be with you. I'm like, he's engaged to somebody else.
Yeah.
And he has been going around town saying that I'm the crazy person. And you have no idea how good it feels, like, years later. Like, I'm not going to say I'm not crazy because...
Well, she's crazy.
I'm a freaking weirdo. But he was making me out to seem like the crazy ex. And so even to the point where, like, Sailor Sage's now husband used to be friends with him, right? Like, he used to be friends with him. So when he found out that Sage worked with me and was on this podcast, he's like, you know Vicky's crazy, right? And she's like, not the way you think. No.
There could have been both sides of crazy.
Right. But, like, not... So I'm trying to think, how can we describe the different types of crazy? There's, like, the psycho ex crazy, and then there's just your regular, I've had, you know, my fair share of trauma in my life crazy that I've been working on.
I mean, yeah, and I think it just comes out differently, too, because some people really think I'm the psycho ex girlfriend crazy, but I'm actually really not.
I feel like once things are over, like, I feel like you probably scream and shout if you've been wronged, and then from there you're like... out.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
done with you.
On the main show today, we had the topic of, like, revenge stories, and some girl, like, put glitter all over her boyfriend because she found out he was cheating on her, all over his apartment. And at first I thought, this is amazing. This is genius. It's not illegal. It doesn't harm anyone or anything. And then I was like, I would so do this. And I was like, no, I actually wouldn't, because then I look like I'm the crazy one.
Right.
Like, when I have a breakup, like, if we break up for a reason and it's his fault, it's his fault. But the moment if he goes to his friends and says, dude, she put glitter all over my apartment, then it immediately turns and is like, dude, thank God you don't have her in your life anymore.
Right. Even if
it's all of a sudden not his fault anymore.
Right.
So, and I knew that. I knew that from, like, the beginning. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to look like an angel, so I just won't do anything. But yet people still think I'm crazy. So, hey. I mean,
but yeah, you're not a crazy ex, but you're a crazy person.
See, how though? How am I a crazy person?
I feel like you're crazy in the sense
as I say it like that. How am I crazy, Vicky?
You feel everything. And I think crazy, like, again, I need another word for it, because it seems like you feel emotions super deeply and you express them very loudly.
Yeah.
All your emotions.
And I don't need time to process them.
No, like for me, if I'm really upset, like, I shut down, like, I don't talk to anybody, I just stew in it. If you are upset at somebody, it comes out. Yeah. Or if you're happy, like, it can be, you're very loud about that. I'm very excited. And I think it's just expressing yourself very loudly that can be construed as crazy.
It's a different way of processing things.
Right. But I think being labeled as a crazy ex, like, some would say that this chick was crazy. She went out and glitter bombed him. Like, I thought, out of all the things that an ex could do, that's pretty tame. I don't even know if they're still together.
Amazing.
I thought it was pretty funny. Because at the end of the day...
But she does look like a crazy ex. Like, if you told me you did that, I'd be like, Vicky, you're kind of crazy.
You know why?
Like, that's kind of crazy.
You know why I'd be crazy? Because I just spent a lot of money on glitter that I'm not even using.
Glitter is hella cheap, though, so chill.
It's my crafting supplies.
Not glitter. That's a mess.
Right. I'm teasing there. But it was one of those, like, it was such a pain in the ass being labeled as this crazy person simply because he wanted to make his new significant other feel better.
Mm.
Because technically, in a weird roundabout way, she and I worked together at one point.
So why did he say you were crazy? Like, what was his example? Because usually there's like, dude, she, well, like, you know, pooped in my shoe or something. She's crazy.
Because I was still friends with his parents, I brought anything that was remind me of him. Like, any of the stuff that he had bought me, I put in a bag and I just gave it to him. Like, I gave it to his parents and I'm like, I want nothing to do with him. Here's my stuff. And
like you went to his house, like, to drop it off to his parents' house. Why wouldn't you just give it to him?
Because I didn't want to see him.
Oh.
But he was in the process of moving back in with his parents. So luckily he wasn't there. So I'm like, I don't want this. So, and then on another occasion, like, I found... Like, and this is me looking back. I'm like, I don't know if I would do this again. So he had this ring, right?
Okay.
That he used to be in a band, and that was what he called his lucky band ring. He would always play it when he was on. He would always wear it when he was on stage playing. So he had given it to me, and I felt really bad throwing it away. I didn't want it. So I'm like, I knew I'd feel really bad because I've had exes, like, I'd given them, like, really personal stuff before of mine, and they either lost it or threw it away.
And so, you would have wanted it back.
Yeah. There's some, like, stuff that I will never get back that meant the world to me. So I'm like, crap. I know what that feels like. So I put it in an envelope and I just put it in the mailbox because it was on my way home and left.
No note or nothing.
Like, I put his name on there, right? Like, oh, okay. This is for you, obviously. You know, I'm just like, here, I don't want to talk to you. I just wanted to give it back. And he was blowing me up, like, you're freaking nuts, blah, 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 blah. You could leave me alone. Like,
oh.
And I'm like,
because, like, first it was the stuff to his parents, and then it was the ring in the mailbox.
I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, I can see both sides of that. Right, like, I exactly. can see your side to where it was, like, harmful. You just don't want anything to remind you of it. Like, here's this stuff. And if he was moving, like, I think not giving it to him, but giving it to his parents, I think that's kind of weird.
Well, again, his parents loved me.
Yeah, but, I mean, that doesn't matter. Oh, once the breakup is done, it's done, right?
Oh, no, they kept reaching out for years. Actually, I just got a call from his parents.
No, it should be done sides.
No, but they still reached out for a long time is what I mean.
Well, yeah.
But I wanted to leave it on the doorstep. And they saw me come up. So that's why they opened the door.
Oh, they talked to you and stuff.
Yes. So that's why I ended up giving it to them. Because I was just going to put it on the doorstep and leave. But the window's right there. So they saw me. So that was what he used. You're the crazy one.
That I could see how he could definitely see that's a little crazy. And then definitely make it into a bigger story. Right. How that's
especially because like his, well, now ex-wife, her ex like slashed your tires. So So before they started dating, she had an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, and he.
That ex-boyfriend of hers slashed her tires.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I think he was just trying to like, oh, yeah, well, I have a crazy ex too. Oh, we're meant for each other. Oh, my God. We found each other. We're saving each other.
Well, and I can see how, especially when you were like, what were you in your mid-20s?
Early 20s.
How like you were dropping all the stuff off. Like, we broke up. I don't want anything to do with you. And then you're like at my house talking to my parents. Like, see how he would be like, oh, that's kind of crazy.
Right. But then years later.
See, there's always something why other people think you're crazy.
Right. But what was very validating, because I'm like, I can't change anybody's mind. Like, that was the crappy part was, I swear I'm not the crazy you think I am. And you can't make anybody believe otherwise. And it wasn't until years later that these people that either alienated me or would talk smack about me would come up and like apologize. I had like 2 to 3 people come up and apologize to me. Either in like one of them I didn't even really know. One of them being like Sailor Sage's now husband. He's like, yeah, no, he's the nuts. He's the crazy
one.
Well,
and if they were closer friends with him, they're not going to care if you're crazy or not. No, they're going to take his side.
But again, yeah, which I'm like, whatever. But it's, like it's that idea of like that now gets spread. Like, this guy, I don't even know, I never met him, who was friends with him, is now telling somebody I know that I'm crazy, you know, vis-a-vis Sage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the word is spreading. Like, oh, yeah, that chick, I heard she's crazy. Like, it's just that, like, rumor mill that just kind of gets out. And I'm just like, all right, fine.
See, for me, it really is like, all right, fine.
Right.
Like, people call me crazy. I call myself crazy. I don't really, like, if you know me and like know who I, you know what kind of crazy I am, and it's not like the slash your tires or what glitter in your house, but like, I don't care. I think I'm crazy.
But
whatever.
In my early 20s, just gotten recently broken up with, feeling alone on top of feeling like the world hates you now. Because it's so dramatic when you're in your early 20s, right? Like, everyone.
I've been crazy since I've been like 10, and I've been owning it, so.
But it was interesting to see like how I felt and how I thought about these things then and how I kind of react to things now.
So are you cool if people call you crazy now or think you're crazy? Or do you actually still care?
And my thing is like, do you pay my bills? Does anything that you do affect how I live on a day-to-day basis? No, then cool.
So you don't care, people. Dude, crazy. You don't, like, it doesn't faze you?
I'm like, well, I got everything going for me. I'm Mexican. I'm short. I am a little crazy in my own way. Like, I feel like if I had to describe my kind of crazy, I feel this is since I was a little kid. I feel like I have to constantly prove I am just as tough or tougher than everyone else.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So
why?
I call it the Napoleon complex. Because I'm little, everyone always like, oh, honey, you can't do that. You're too little. And when I was like littler and skinnier, like everyone just thought I was a weakling. And I never really hung out with girls because they didn't like me. Because I was the weird kid. I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know why.
Oh, so you want to be like one of the dudes.
So I was always one of the dudes. And they always treat you like, oh, you're the girl. We can't, like, oh, no, we have to take it easy on her. And I just hated being babied. So I was like, yeah, take it easy on me. And I'd go up and like punch metal walls. And like, yeah. See, like, I'm like, I'm just as tough as you.
And then they can't punch you back because you're a female. So they're like, well, this is awkward. Well, no, I'd probably knock you out.
No, I would punch the wall.
Oh,
no,
I wouldn't punch them.
No. I'd punch a metal wall or a metal pole. Like, just, yeah. Like, I'm just as tough. Like, I am not fazed by pain. Like, it was just this weird so complex.
And you still have that.
A little bit.
That is so strange.
But I'm also getting to the age where I'm really tired all the time. So people are like, oh, no, you can't do that. I'll do it. I'm like, knock yourself out.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, my boyfriend is one tough mother effer. Uh-huh. And, like, I will want to be as strong or like, oh, let me help you move that. Or like, I'm going to punch you. Look how strong. But, like, I'm like, in reality, you could kill me. And I know that. In reality, you are stronger than me. You can lift heavier. Like, and I'm like, you can do that, babe. Like, this is all you. I'm going to hurt myself. And he knows it. And I'm like, I'm not going to pretend because physically you're way built more, you know, like, and I'm not stupid. Like, you're stronger than me. I get it.
Well, like, I mean, I'm sturdy because of my height. I call it low center of gravity.
My man would still kill you.
No, I'm not saying in a fight. I'm saying, like, if he needs to move a couch, I can hold the other end and we're not going to die.
It depends how heavy that couch is.
I have moved some heavy ass couches. You forget how much I've had to move in the last 2-3 years for people.
Oh, I know.
So I've had to carry things up like a flight of like probably 40 stairs.
I still think there is like just the reality of the situation.
Right. There's stuff where I'm like, I'm not carrying that.
Yeah. If it's like 500 pounds, it's like, I don't know.
I don't think your boyfriend could carry 500 pounds either. That would not be smart for him to try.
Have you met him?
Yes.
He is not the brightest sometimes.
Oh, that kind of met him. I'm like, he's a strong man. Don't get me wrong. I can imagine him carrying a lot of heavy stuff. But 500 pounds is, you know, 500 pounds.
He would probably try. Yeah. Might die, but.
Anywho. but we'll leave it at that. I'm curious to see, would you guys ever date somebody long distance?
Yeah, Tinder passport.
Have you ever tried it? As well as, have you ever been labeled the crazy ex and why? Or have you had a legit crazy ex and see if you can convince us into thinking that they were legit the crazy ex?
Because maybe you were the crazy one.
Mind you, this is the guy who also admitted that he was keeping track of where I lived, even though I moved. And
girl, you can just Google someone's name. That's easy to find. You can find so much stuff. If you know someone's real name, wow.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I know that for sure. But no, he admitted this to me years later. He's like, yeah, no, I was just keeping track of you. I'm like, and I'm the crazy one.
Vicky, you are crazy. Not just admit it, accept it, and just.
I just want.
Let your crazy self fly.
I just wanted him to admit that he was also crazy. That's all I wanted.
Did he ever?
Yeah, because he admitted that. I'm like, so you're the crazy one. He's like, yeah.
Yikes.
Out. Over it. He knows he's not allowed to talk to me anymore.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Like, it's like, I think it was that whole conversation a while back where it's like, there's people that I don't want sucking the energy out of me.
No, you probably should have never continue to talk to him once you found out he spread quote unquote rumors about you being crazy. Yeah. Like, why would you ever talk to him again if it bothered you so much?
Because I was lonely.
Oh my God. We got to work on this.
This was like a year or two after that. So
a year. Oh my gosh.
This was like, how old am I? This was like 6 years ago. 5 years ago? How old am I? Again. Yeah, 6 years ago.
That's still like not that long.
That's a long time ago. A lot of change happens between the time you're like 25 to the time you're 30.
Well, I'm glad you finally won't talk to him anymore, at least. Yeah.
No, I told him years ago. I'm like, you're not allowed to contact me.
Good. He's still trying. Block his ass.
I did. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm not crazy.
Yes, she is.